My son is a very active boy, always playing sports and working out at the gym. He has always been such a good boy, never any trouble to raise, and hardly a sick day in his life. That's why I was so concerned when he came home limping one day. I was sitting at the dining room table, working on some stuff for the church rummage sale, when I looked out the window and saw him hanging on to the railing, pulling himself up the porch steps. I immediately ran to the door to help him inside the house and helped him to sit down on one of the dining room chairs. The light was better here, and I could see by his face, which was all pale, that he was breathing hard and sweating. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me that he and another kid at school had been fooling around and wrestling during gym class when all of a sudden he heard a loud popping sound and then his leg went limp. He said he thought he'd pulled a muscle, but I wasn't so sure. He said the coach had sent him to the school nurse who had checked him over and then sent him home with instructions to stay in bed and apply warm compresses to his groin area. Oh, my little baby. It sounded like he'd pulled a muscle in his groin. I helped him up the stairs to his bedroom, which was no easy task as he was almost as tall as me and was filling out quite nicely as a teenager. But together we managed to get him into bed, which was a good thing because his father was away on a business trip and it was just him and me alone in the house. I told him to lie back and try and relax while I got the heating pad out and heated it up in the microwave for a few minutes. Then I wrapped a kitchen towel around it and ran up to his room before the heat dissipated too much. My son was leaning back against the headboard, and I can tell by the look on his face that he was in pain. So I told him that we needed to strip his clothes off, at least his pants and undershorts, so we could get the hot pack onto the best location to help alleviate his pain. I helped my son take off his shoes and socks, then his pants, but we left his boxers on for modesty, and I applied the heat pack to his groin area, telling him to move it around to where it felt the best. Then I moved a chair up closer to the bed so I could be closer to my son. I put my hand on his forehead to see if he had a fever. His forehead was warm to my touch, but I don't think he had a fever. I think he was just worn out from limping home. I told him he should have called me, and I would have picked him up, but he said he caught a ride with a friend, and so he didn't actually have to walk that far. While he was telling me this, I started to rub his forehead, thinking that he might have a slight headache, and that always made me feel good when I had a headache. Then he closed his eyes and started to smile. I asked him why he was smiling, and he said, "Just because it feels so good, Mom. I love having your hands on me." And so I figured that I would try and give my son a massage as long as I was here. So I moved my hands from his forehead to his scalp and started giving him a scalp massage, digging my stiff fingertips firmly into his head and massaging him as best I could. But it was a little awkward for me, so I told my son to scoot over, that I needed to get into a better position. So we both scooted around to where it was comfortable for both of us, and we ended up with me reclining against the headboard and my son stretched full out on the bed with his head in my lap. I was able to massage his scalp much better in this position. My son was enjoying this so much that I moved my hands from his scalp to his neck and shoulders and started massaging these areas as well, moving ever so slowly down the length of his body, me bending forward over his face so that I could reach his chest and pec muscles. A little embarrassed when my big breasts spilled out on either side of his face when I leaned over too far. His head was almost totally enveloped by my big breasts, and I was afraid I was smothering him. But he said, "No, Mom, it feels so good. I mean, your hands feel so nice and soft, massaging my chest and all." I told him to unbutton his shirt so I could work better on his body. Then I kept on with the rubbing and the squeezing and the kneading, all the time wishing that I was wearing more than a loose-fitting robe. You see, I'd been trying on clothes to give away for the rummage sale, and wearing the robe was much easier for me. Though maybe not such a great thing to wear with my son reclined in his mother's lap and his head nestled between my big breasts. So I told my son that I needed to move, but he begged me not to leave him, and so I shifted around some more so that his head wasn't being smothered by my big tits, and instead I was lying down next to my son on his bed. His bed was kind of narrow, and so we were lying pretty close together. I rolled over to my side so I could still use one hand to caress my son's strong young body and take his mind off his pulled groin muscle. I guess the heat pack must have been working because my son was smiling, but his eyes weren't closed anymore. They were looking down at my deep cleavage that was exposed by my loose robe, which had fallen open. I wish I'd worn a bra, but I'd taken that off when I was trying on those clothes for the rummage sale, and so my large, mature breasts were fully exposed to my son's gaze. I tried to ignore it. But my son just kept staring at my tits as I was massaging his chest muscles, and then my hand slipped lower until it was resting on his stomach, and I could feel his abs tighten up. I snuggled up closer to him, all the while caressing his chest and stomach, not really paying too much attention to what I was doing, just enjoying the close contact with my son, when my elbow bumped against something hard. "Oops," I said. "I'm sorry, baby. Did I do that? I didn't mean to give you a boner." And my son was embarrassed and a little bit tongue-tied and was stumbling over his words. He was so embarrassed. "Oh, don't be embarrassed, son. It's perfectly natural for teenage boys to get boners all the time, and I'm flattered that I could give you one. What with me being your mother and an older woman and all." And my son said that he had always liked older women, and that me, his own mother, turned him on. And whenever he jacked off, he often thought about me. And then he asked me to do something for him. Well, I just loved the sweet way he was talking to me, so I asked him what he wanted, and he said that he'd often fantasized about my big tits, and he wanted to see if the reality matched his fantasy. I thought that sounded like a reasonable request, being as how I wasn't getting much attention from his father lately, and so I told him, "Son, it would be a shame if you weren't able to match the reality with a fantasy." And so I sat up and untied my robe and revealed my big tits to my son. He just looked on in awe, and then he asked me if he could touch them. I knew it was wrong, but he had such an earnest, pleading look on his face, and I never could deny him anything. So I let my very own teenage son put his hands on my tits. I let him touch my nipples, let him pinch them, let him cup and fondle and maw my big fat titties, and then he leaned in closer and laid his head between my two huge melons, burying his face between them, turning his head slightly, and then start to lick and then suckle on my nipple, just like when he was a baby and sucking milk from my huge mammaries. It felt so good, having his head between my big tits and feeling him suck on my nipple, that I couldn't help myself. I cupped my hands around his head to bring his face even closer to my bosom, and I encouraged him. I told him, "That's the way, baby. Nuzzle your mommy's big fat titties. I love feeling your mouth on my nipples, baby. I love feeling you lick and suck on them. Your face is so warm, and feeling the male fuzz on your cheeks and chins feels like the finest fur against my tips. I didn't know you had started shaving, son, but I love the feel of your soft bristles against my skin." And I was enjoying the feeling of my son at my breasts, the way he was cupping them, sucking them. sliding his hands all over them, and then I felt his hands go lower, down to my waist, and yes, down between my legs. My son was feeling his own mother up, sticking his hand between my legs, his finger poking and prodding until I opened up a little, and I could feel all of his fingers dipping into my wetness, and then I could feel his middle finger poke and prod my wet gash until his finger was inside my fuckhole, my juicy, wet fuckhole, pushing in and out. My own son was finger fucking his mother, and I was allowing it. Well, I was sure I was going to go straight to hell, but my son's hand felt so good that I didn't want him to stop. And besides, I could feel my son's teenage cock poking against my belly, jamming and thrusting and pushing and prodding. His pulled groin muscle all but forgotten. And then my son said, "Mom, please help me. My dick feels so funny. Please, Mommy. It hurts so much. And it's all wet. And my balls hurt too. And please, Mommy, please massage my dick and my balls like you did my head and chest." And so I thought, "Dear Lord, I am surely going to go to hell for this." But by this time, my son and I were both kneeling on top of the bed, facing each other, and he is still sucking at my tits. And my hands are holding his head to my tits and slipping down every now and then to caress and massage his back. And so I thought, what the heck? My son, whom I love so much, really needs his mother now. And so I took my hand from his back and slid it down his front until I found his cock. His big, hard, thick, swollen cock. And the next thing I knew, I had wrapped my hand around it and was starting to jack my son's cock. His cock felt so firm and so hard in my hand as I slid my fingers up and down his shaft. And his cock was so long and thick too, much bigger than his father's. And I couldn't get over how big it was. I loved jacking his cock, making it even harder, making the pre-cum leak out the tip. And while he was sucking on my nipples, he was jerking his body and thrusting his body into my hand, thrusting his cock, riding my hand as I gripped him and slid my hand up and down his hot shaft. I loved my son so much at this moment. I loved that I was going to be the first woman to make him come. And so I bent my head down and I stuck my tongue in his ear and I whispered in his ear, telling him how much I loved his cock, telling him what a good son he was, telling him how much his mommy loved him, and telling him that it was okay. Just do what was natural, to go ahead and thrust against my hand. "Thrust your body against mine, son, as you lick and suck on my nipples and squeeze and maul my tits. Do it for Mommy. Give me your cum, baby. Fuck my fist. Go on, do it. Thrust and fucking ram your big, fat, thick, swollen cock right into my tight, wet fuckhole of a fist and come for Mommy." And my son was sucking and thrusting, and I could feel him getting bigger and harder and longer and firmer and more swollen. And then he cried out, "Mommy!" as he shot his load all over my hand and stomach, some even landing on my furry mound. And I held my son tight to my bosom as he came all over my hand, getting us both wet and messy. "You were such a good boy for Mommy, son. I love what we just did. But you must never tell your father what we just did. And you must never tell anybody at school or any of your friends either that I let you play with and suck my big fat tits or how I touched and stroked your big hard cock and made you come all over me. If you promise not to tell, then we can do this again sometime when your father is out. Mommy loves you, baby. Now you just lay back and rest your tired body while Mommy lays down next to you and holds you. That's the way. Just close your eyes, son, and let Mommy hold you. I love you, son."